7654321.
You'll never have the sacred stone.
Oh, this you crazy mother.
Welcome to Skip the Tutorial, number one video game podcast in Washington, D.C. I'm one of your hosts this week, Bryant Ed Muskie Daniels. And joining me across the universe on Skype is none other than Todd Marion Barry Fortner. What's going on, man?
Yes.
I like how that was a very political yes. Yes. That was excellent, man. Excellent.
Man of the freak.
How you doing, man?
Oh, man. I am wonderful. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah. I cannot complain. You know, wonderful is a bit extreme, right? That went a little bit far. You know me. For real. I'm doing good, man. Thankful. How you holding up today?
Man, I'm doing good. Dude,
how you feeling?
I'm feeling good. I stayed up way too late, but that's okay. I'm still feeling all right. I always stay up way too late.
I saw you online, fool.
Yeah. Got into some Apex and then jumped onto some Metro. And I'm in that we'll talk a little bit about that, but I'm in that last mission.
What have you been playing?
I feel like that's how Goofy would say it. Definitely not Kingdom Hearts 3. I gave that up. I said no. I beat it. I gave it to a buddy who hadn't played video games in a long time. And he was like,
fucked up.
Yeah, he just, it kind of is. But I gave it like 7 games. And he always liked the original Kingdom Hearts. And, you know, he just got into the new modern era, man. He just got into the modern era. He just bought a PS4. First game he played and bought was Homegirl with the bow and the walking mechanical dinosaurs. Why can't Horizon Zero Dawn?
Great game.
Yeah, he bought it with like the wild, or not the wildlands, but the frozen tundra. The frozen
tundra.
Frozen wilds. Frozen wilds. Yeah, he's enjoying the shit out of that. I'm waiting for him to pop in Kingdom Hearts 3 and text me and go, "What the hell is this?" That's what I'm really ready for.
Oh, it's got good rating.
I don't know why. It's a bad B movie of a game with a story that makes no sense. No sense. And it was way too easy. But my friend, Todd, we're here. We're here. We're live. We're recording. We're talking about video games.
And what? Damn, we are live.
We are live. But if this is your first time joining us, we're a video game show. What me and Todd do is we get together and we discuss video games. Sometimes we break down some news. And recently we got a new community segment where we're going to be answering your questions directly. Your questions to us. But Todd, before we get to that, we are brought to you today by Louisville CDB Company, LOUCBD. It's manufactured in the United States of America. It's organically grown hemp. It's THC-free. It's non-GMO. It's phytocannabinoid-rich hemp oil, free of pesticides and heavy metals. And if you use affiliate code STTPOD at checkout, you'll get 15% off your very first order. 15% off your very first order. Like that CBD. Like that. It's taking over the nation. We're going to have the CBD party next time instead of the Green Party. Because Green Party was nothing but Russian bots. That's what I kept
Marion Barry. Yes.
For our younger listeners who don't know who Marion Barry is.
I'm just Googling.
Put it in Wiki. All right. Put it in Wiki. That's all you got to do. Just look it up. And if you don't know who Ed Muskie was, look that up too, because it's got a really funny story with Hunter S. Thompson, the gonzo journalist, the crazy man himself. Okay. Did you ever see that thing where they put out like, with Hunter S. Thompson, like his daily routine of like the stuff he used to do?
Who? I don't know who Hunter S. Thompson is, man. I'm from Las Vegas. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I still don't know who it is. Which one was that from Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas? I know Johnny Depp. I know Del Toro.
He was Johnny Depp.
Oh, okay. My fault. I didn't remember his name. My bad. I had blanked out. No worries.
His daily routine, and I'll just give you a little bit of daily routine. Wake up, drink beer, cocaine, drink beer, coffee, cocaine, coffee, more beer, marijuana, cocaine, acid, then cocaine, and then he would start riding at midnight. That was his daily routine. So that's pretty intense, if you ask me.
It's you like, say it was as if he wasn't alive anymore.
He's not.
Oh.
He's not alive anymore. He shot himself a few years ago. He said he was going to, and then he did it. That's what
message.
Happened.
Hey, man, I don't know where we're going with this.
Message. I love that movie.
A data file has been sent to your company.
I love that movie. Oh, my God. We are on a different world to this week. We are on a different world this week.
So...
It's okay, though. That's what we do. We get crazy, right? That's what we do. We go down those paths.
We keep pushing it.
We do. We keep pushing it. We're pushing those heads. So we'll get into some video game talk for you. Todd, I'm doing it this week.
Hey, man, this is going to be crazy. This is just, this is going to be
nuts.
Whatever it needs to be again. Yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
Yes. It's been a crazy couple of weeks, but Todd.
By the power of Grayskull.
By the power of Grayskull, I will impregnate you. Anyway.
Oh, wait a minute.
I'm sorry. I just always, I've always wanted to say that.
Grayskull, Bryant.
I've always wanted to say that, and I've never gotten that to.
Oh, that's funny, though, when you think about it.
I know. It really kind of is. That's why I said it. I thought it was funny, and I've never had a chance to say it.
Oh, now I gotta. Now there'll be a point in life that's got to be on my bucket list.
It is, right? It is. It's on my bucket list to really say it in a good situation. This was not a good situation, but you said "By the power of Grayskull," and it just flew from my lips. I couldn't help it. It just happened. It's what happens when I get no sleep. Todd.
I mean, hey, man, we both. Hey, fuck it.
Sleep. What the fuck is sleep?
You know what I'm saying? We play games, man. Games just came out. It's a lot going on. This week has been... I've been juggling them.
Yeah.
We've been juggling them.
For sure, man.
Excuse me.
No worries.
That was rude, man. That was rude.
No.
Wow. Our quality is really going down, isn't it?
We just like are losing subscribers left and right. I see it. I see the numbers dropping as we record this.
No. Oh man, we fuck with y'all tough though, man. The ones that fuck with us, man. What are we? So this is a new one thing, man. This is really directly off the dome. This episode, you know what I'm saying?
It really is.
With the new community questions things, this should be interesting because we're just gonna answer the questions as they come. Like if you were fucking with us and you just answered the question, you just walked up to us, we were like, oh, okay, can't pretend to do some research. So how do you feel about it? I know that's gonna come up. And I don't know. It'll just be a little different, but the same of us just doing what we do, fucking with you know.
For sure.
Yeah.
You guys, though, you stick with us every week. We hear from you. And that's really cool. That's, you know, we really enjoy interacting with you guys.
When we're going to do something when we get to 100.
Yes. We're at 94 tribe members right now. We're at 94 tribe members. So we will have a special contest once we reach 100 tribe members on the Facebook group. 100 tribe members on the Facebook group, we will have a contest. That is for damn sure.
Cool deal.
For damn sure. But Todd, I got a question.
All right, man. Can we get... Oh, man. I was going to try to beat you to it.
I know. I got to it first.
All right. You win.
Todd, what have you been playing?
With me nuts. No, let me get this out the way, man. Let me get this out the way because everybody knows it's Division 2 week, right? But I would be remiss because I've brought him up several times. I referenced him several times on the show. Some people have actually reached out to me, you know, in person about it or whatever, man. But my homeboy, Mike, the legendary Beast Mode 0467, crown holders, champion, Madden champion. Mr. SYBAU, shut your bitch ass up. He passed away this week. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? So my, you know, may he rest in peace. God bless his soul and all that good shit. You know what I'm talking about? But that was a solid individual. And I bring him up too. It's kind of strange because I've been playing the Division 2 came out. I didn't get an early copy, but I mean, I played the beta, which is pretty much whatever the fuck, like, you know what I'm saying? But going back to the original Division, like, I had a great time with it, but the reason why I had a great time with it was because that was the one other game outside of sports games, because my dog was the sports game aficionado. Yeah. Like I said, he's been referenced several times throughout the year. You know what I mean? I'm sure he'll be referenced again. But the Division was kind of like out of his box. And I made him get it. Like, I remember talking shit to him. I was like, bro, all you do is fuck around and play, man, fool. Get this goddamn Division. It's supposed to be dope. It's supposed to be the greatest thing since cheese on crack, motherfucker. So we're going to get on here. We're going to shoot some people and have a good time. And, you know, he finally fucked around and got it. And ultimately, long story short, we beat it together. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And it just was a lot of memories of good times of talking buku shit on that motherfucking game. But I also remember how that game got shat on when it came out, just based on, you know, the downgrade in graphics. It didn't look like it was supposed to look when it first came out. The glitches, it was buggy. It was a buggy mess and everything. But, you know, I had a good time with it. So I was naturally looking forward to the Division 2.
For sure.
For me, I mean, I can't even, this is barely an impression. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
I really haven't gotten much time with it. Like, I saw you up last night, because I was up last night fucking with it, you know, at a reasonable pace. I'm not out here trying to beat the motherfucking game and play 127 hours in 4 days. Like, you know what I'm saying? That's not even possible. You dig what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, I'm thankful for content creators that do that and can kind of, like, get people to, you know, have informed buying decisions. You know what I mean? But I also love the fact that we kind of do what the fuck we want to do, and we can play at a normal rate. It's kind of old school, like when games come out, where you can kind of discuss it as it goes with your friend, instead of, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's an ongoing conversation that we have.
Yeah, instead of just like, it came out Tuesday, I'm done with it Thursday, and here's exactly how I'm gonna feel about it for 6 months. You know what I'm saying?
Which to me is kind of like a weird way to digest anything. Like, you know, it's a very quick turnaround process, and if you're grinding out that hard, you know, I mean, it's, we could have run through certain games if we really wanted to, but I kind of like to savor the moment, like a novel. Like, I like to savor the experience a little bit and try to really figure out what it is I enjoy about the game.
Savor the flavor. that reminds me of that joke that you told me.
I'm gonna, like, go get some steak. Really,
the Cheeto joke.
Oh, that, yeah, that, yeah.
Anyway.
If you're watching, no, government, enjoy this.
Ain't easy being cheesy.
It ain't easy.
It was funny, cause
it's a cheesy release.
And you know what? I think it's some kind of weird. Oh, man.
So, I mean, I know you just started playing it recently. With everything going on, you know, it's hard to get to it, but how much of the Division 2 have you gotten into?
I mean, I'm, like, at the very, very beginning. You're not going to get, like, any game for me. I'm, like, play 5 hours. But the issue with that is I played a lot of the Division 1, so it's not so distinctively different. It's just a better version of that. Like, it's objectively better in that sense. Like, if you like that type of game, it's graphically better. It's you know, certain things. It also has some of the same issues that I saw before. It's very familiar.
Okay.
Extremely familiar.
So it's familiar territory.
Absolutely. Like, if you played the Division 1, then when you get into Division 2, it's going to feel, it's like riding a bike. You know what I mean? Like, oh, okay, even the way the maps work, the way the UI is set up.
Yeah.
It's
going to be, like, the same thing.
Pretty much. Just a better version. You know what I mean? Like, I got my little setup. I got my turret set up just like I had on the other game. But now also, I should have probably got, it's a chem launcher, but I fucked around and I got the turret set up right now, and I got the drone set up right now. So I have a drone that'll follow me and shoot motherfuckers, and I'll, can, you know, set up my turret somewhere and try to strategically flank people that way. But this is all I'm going to say on that, because I got other shit for it. The point to me saying all of that, for me to find the fun that I'm going to find out of that game It's just that one in particular, for me personally, it's a whole lot more fun if you have friends to play with.
Yeah.
So the clan system is going to be imperative, and I'll get into it more like actually after I get in the game. But I mean, I hadn't even, I kind of dabbled back and went back to Anthem because I'm level 26 on my Javelin, and I want to at least get to 30 on my Javelin, you know.
Yeah.
So I'll probably dig deeper into Division 2 once I at least get to 30 and kind of see what's going on with that. And then, of course, I'm kind of ashamed to say this one because it's so fucking great and I love this game. But I got to get on motherfucking Devil May Cry 5 again just to finally just beat that one so I could run through it again. I still haven't beaten Devil May Cry 5.
Yeah.
But that's the one that makes me happy in my soul and my heart to want to go ahead and get back to and beat and what I'm playing right now. But I mean, that's pretty much the gist of it. Like I could go into the whole Anthem Division comparison type thing, but I don't think I really, you know, played enough of the Division to do that. And I really don't even think they need to be compared. You know what I mean? I think they bring two totally different things to the table, and it just depends on your personal preference on what you fuck with. And I mean, in some ways, yes, it's technically, I haven't had any drops and the load screens aren't there like that, or they're at least more creative in the Divisions too, like a la Mass Effect, where it's a loading screen but you're just getting into an elevator, so you're still, you don't lose that immersion, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But it's still a loading screen.
Or like the Spider-Man, where you'd be like riding the train.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Which you gotta give developers credit for shit like that, because that is a weakness of the other looter shooter, but it's still a looter shooter. So if you have issues with the repetitive nature of looter shooters, if you have issues like that, like some glitchiness, there are some things that are just gonna, you know, be consistent through that whole genre of gaming, I think. So some of the same, you know, I don't know. I will say this, for some people, the Division 2 will just be fucking boring.
Yeah.
For some. But I mean, it's a good game. Like, but I knew that. Like, this is what I was expecting. I was hoping for this. This is perfect timing for me. This is like perfect rotation. And I could pop in 2K every now and then. So, yeah, that's what I've been playing this week, man. That's what I've been doing.
I mean, as far as like looter shooters are concerned, to me, they just feel like almost AAA versions of MMOs. Like, it's just kind of that same idea of, you know, Diablo 2 I played a lot of, but the experience for me was always with my friends. It never was necessarily the game itself. It was the game you created around the game. Like, that was kind of the thing that I always got for it. Especially in stuff like Diablo 2 or you talking about the Division 1, because I've never been a huge looter shooter guy, but if I have somebody I'm playing with, I've always kind of enjoyed it. You know, that being said,
that's what she said.
That is what she said. Sorry, I almost said something else and I decided not to. I have been playing more Anthem though, man, and I've gotten to a point where the story's taken off, and I really am enjoying the story side of things right now. I know a lot of people were talking about kind of how generic it was and very, you know, it follows kind of these same sci-fi beats, and you know, I saw that, you know, I don't mind cliches. That's the thing I'm trying to say. I don't mind cliches if they're executed well, and I feel like Anthem executes well on the Javelin side of things. And that, to me, is enough. Now, is looter shooter ever going to be my top favorite genre of all time? No. But the thing about, like, Anthem is right when I felt it was getting repetitive, the story hit. And then I could feel it start to get, you know, more interesting.
Now, I will say you are about to hit the point in the story where a lot of people were infuriated, like, or angered to the point where they were like, fuck this. This is some bullshit. Like, I know where you are and you're about to hit that point. But it's strange because it's kind of abusive. Like, you pass that point and it ramps back up. But I think we're very similar in our opinion still.
Yeah.
I just think it's a fair kind of, not to spoil anything, but I mean, shit, you know, that game's been beating the ground. But that, you are about to hit a point where you'll be like, oh, okay, I see legitimate criticism here.
Yeah, that's what we were talking about, and I've read, is that you get to a point where the story kind of hits where I'm at right now, and then it just comes to a dead stop. And You know, that could be a pacing thing, and I don't know
that's
why.
Exactly, I think that's exactly what it is. Like that. That's part of it. It's like it's some shit that's out of place. But there's a good story under there. And I think like the fact that you're kind of connecting with that is dope.
Yeah, I mean, I could definitely see it. It is this idea of, even though cliches are cliches for a reason, like if they're executed well and there's something behind them, I don't mind them. I don't mind tropes. I don't mind cliches, as long as it's a good execution and the players behind it. Everything does not have to be extremely original at all times. And I got to give Anthem credit for the Javelin system. I think the Javelin system is very interesting. I think there's a lot to build off of, and as long as they continue to support the game, which I do believe they will, you know, I think it's going to become a pretty fun experience for everybody involved. I'm also playing Metro Exodus, like we talked about. I'm in the very last mission, Todd. I'm in the last mission of Metro. I'm here. This game has grown on me quite a bit. You know, I talked about at the beginning how it's a beautiful game, how I really enjoyed the graphics, but we had had issues with load screens, and occasionally it would kind of glitch out, or I had one moment where I had to reload that mission. But the story is extremely well told in this one. And again, you know, you can't talk about cliches without talking about these games. Metro is full of cliches for a post-apocalyptic world. It really is, you know, because it's a survival story and you go so many places with that. But it's executed well. You really connect with the characters. There's some really cool moments. There's a kind of just a break after, I'd probably say about the 70% mark, where they just let you relax for a minute and like enjoy the crew and listen to some guy sing a Russian song that was really good. Like, he sings this song in Russian that I really enjoyed, and I was like, I gotta find that song. And then you're like your relationship with your wife and your father-in-law. It's a really interesting idea that they've put to this. That being said, you know, then they throw you right back into that survival horror where you're low on ammo and you're trying to, you know, go through this area where... Now, I will say it's kind of interesting that the story does change depending on how you interact with your environment, too. There's a moment last night where I was running through this camp and one of the characters told me, don't kill anybody in the camp. And I was like, okay, so I'm going to try to stealth this. However, the place that I broke into the camp immediately had me spotted, so they started shooting at me. And I kept reloading to try to go back and figure out a way to go do it stealthily where I wouldn't kill anybody. But I ended up having to kill people. And so one of my buddies, because of that, gets shot in the back with an arrow and can't walk anymore. He's in a wheelchair now. And I looked up the other...
Lieutenant Dan!
But I looked it up and the other on YouTube to see what would happen if you went with the no-kill. And it's a very, very different set of results. So I found that kind of interesting. Like, they would actually... You know, your choices do matter in this game. Okay. Now, granted, it's not... It's a false realization of multiple choices because it's really...
It's not like Mass Effect level choice.
It's like either you kill or you don't kill. Like, and then you get two results. It's a binary choice system here that they're built off of. But I think it's a very good, fun... Like, I'm enjoying Metro... I'm invested in the story. This may end up on my game of the year list for top set. It won't be game of the year. There's too many other games that have just been way better already.
Okay.
But it's an excellent, and if you like the Metro games, this is a great experience. Now, I'm going to go pick up the Metro books today because it's like I've read the first one, but I've never read the sequel. And my favorite thing is in the game, there's all these like the... Metro 2034, which is the second book in the series, is hidden throughout the game. Like, it's just like copies of it are laying around everywhere, so I kept grabbing pictures of all of them. It's got such a cool interactive, like, crafting system, the mask system, the night vision, but there is a part where they take weapons from you, and I was so pissed off, and you can't get those weapons back because you lose them, and I'm like, man, I wanted those guns! Those were my two I was rolling. You know when you find a like setup you like and you're like,
yeah,
this is where I'm effective. This is what I'm good. Like,
so you don't get them back?
No, you don't get them back. They just straight up take them from you. And they give you
that's fucked up. Like, that's always like, that's generally like a cool point in some games. Like, you know, they did that in Red Dead Redemption. They did that in Assassin's Creed.
Yeah.
They, like, at a certain point where, like, they'll strip you of your weapons that you built up, and then you have to do some shit, some kind of fucking gladiator battle or some shit, and then you get your stuff, at least you get your stuff back. Like, ah, yes.
Yeah.
Ebony and ivory back in my hands again.
Back in my hands. Got my ebony and ivory. Which I love. I love. But yeah, they don't give them back to you, and it pissed me off. I was like, no! I lost all my ammo? Like, I had built up a stockpile of so much ammo, too. And now I'm back to a point where I don't have ammo. Yes! Yes, Waco. Waco, Texas! I'm just gonna say it. Just scream it out. My revolution.
Oh, man.
You're starting to skip the tutorial revolution. Build up your arms, people! No. We're not. We're not.
Oh, man. We're both sleepy.
We really are. It's kind of crazy. But Metro Man, like, I would highly rate it. Like, it's definitely a recommend for me. Especially if you like the other Metro games. Like, especially if you like that. Or even if you liked, you know, Fallout. It feels like a better, more linear version of Fallout 4. Because Fallout 4, to me, was too open. There was just too much. There was way too much going on in that game. And
did the look of it all kind of live up to your expectations, though? Because I remember when they first released that game, when it was like, it wasn't a surprise release, but it's definitely been an anticipated release. Like, the graphics alone looked real crazy. So, like, you did say that the bird shit,
yes,
was on the visor.
Yeah, okay. And the one where the demon picked me up out of off the ground, like, just straight up flew down, picked me up, and then dropped my ass. And I was like, that's crazy. The only complaint I have, and maybe I missed something in the first games, or maybe I need to read the book. You can't swim in this game. So anytime you go in water, you just, like, they use it as a barrier to block you off from going certain paths. Because there's
Is the main character an African American?
No, he's a Russian. He's just, but my thing is like, he's a Russian special forces guy. So I'm sitting here going, you would know how to swim, right? Like, you would clearly know how to swim in these situations. Maybe they're trying to say his body armor is too heavy for him to swim. But they use it as kind of a way to put you on a linear path. And, I mean, it's fair. It's kind of this false open world style to it. But I'm enjoying it. Other than that, man, I played more Apex, of course. Like, that's a game that I was like, ugh. And I finally had to uninstall Tetris 99 because it was interrupting my productivity with everything.
Very
everything. Like, it was crack. Tetris 99 was crack for me. That's exactly what it was.
Playing Sonic 3.
It was so just addictive. Man, do you remember when hotel rooms used to have games you could rent?
Like, I don't know what kind of hotel rooms that you were going to, Brian. Did you pay by the hour at these motel rooms?
No! No, I was a kid. They had video games you could rent. They had video games you could play.
No, they're probably really nice. They're probably really nice hotels.
I don't remember. They were in Texas.
I don't remember either.
Somewhere in Texas.
Nah, I ain't had that in Louisiana, fool. but go ahead.
Yeah, like, I remember I was like, I rented Sonic the Hedgehog 2. And I played it for a little bit. You only got an hour, and it was like $15. And I was like, that seems reasonable as a child. I was like, that seems reasonable.
I think I remember that now. Yeah, not when it's clearly not.
Yeah, when it's clearly not. That's like the mini bar where it's like, M&M's for $8? Sure. Like, that sounds like a good idea. But yeah, Apex Legends, still doing that. Still getting kills. Getting much better at that game. Getting much better at that game. I seem to be averaging. I had a game the other night where I ran and I got 4 kills in one game. Which is kind of not the record for me. 5 is my record, but, you know, this seemed to be more consistent, aiming down sights. That game's a lot of fun. And then, of course, I jumped into, because I told somebody I would, but I finally decided to try Warframe on the Switch. I'm impressed with how well that controls on the Switch, on the handheld. Like, I'm impressed with the controls on that thing.
Yeah.
Like, it really feels natural. That Switch is heavy, too, though. Like, that's a weird, like, so my question to you, you saw where the speaking of the Switch, you saw where the Nintendo Labo stuff's doing the VR next?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, so are they going to have to strap the Switch to their face? Because that Switch is a pretty heavy thing. Like, I would be afraid of breaking that thing.
I mean, I didn't look at it enough to see, but from what I saw from the advertisements, it definitely wasn't, you know, uncomfortable settings and things like that. But
what are those advertisements? Did you see that one advertisement where it's just the lady looking in the bird's butt?
Like, no, like I don't. But I guess maybe I did, and I blocked it out because it wasn't something that I was hyper focused on.
I was hyper focused on it.
So yeah, you know what? Let's talk. Division 2 was really. You know what? I meant to bring this up. I can't go into every door on Division 2. Fuck that game.
That's one thing.
The melee is trash and it's repetitive. Even though I'm a huge Ubisoft fan, I want to go into the damn doors, all of them. Fuck that. Just pop in. No, I'm joking. Division 2. It's a good game. Cool. It's fun.
Yeah.
I hate to bring this shit up too, because it's just like, man, bro. I was trying to. I think about like Division. It's like kind of fucked up because it's like, it's too real, fool. Like a pandemic coming around, and now we gotta, you know, bare arms, and it's trash all over the place. They did a real good job with that. Like, well, I mean, you know, what would you do in a survival type setting? But then when you hear about shit like shootings in New Zealand and stuff like that, like that was my motherfucking escape plan. That was like.
Yeah,
I'll just go over there. They don't do that type of shit. It's like, I think personally right now, that's another reason why I kind of I'm more for the escapist superhero feeling with like shooting Earth 6 a little bit. So I think that's, you know, it's like, man, I just want to fall back from some of it's too real, son. It's too real.
It gets a little like, I don't know, like now it's feeling like I'm kind of tired of the ultra real grimy feeling that like TV and movies and video games are kind of doing now. You know what I mean?
It's just got to be balanced. I mean, like I said too, like I don't know. It's a weird day. We're recording. Fuck it. If you fucking with us, we fucking with us. I can't wait to get to the community questions. Excuse me, because this one is really about that anyway.
Yeah.
But yeah, like, cause it can be fun, but it would be one of them things. Like, I'd have to get on there, and we'd have to be talking shit, or probably I'd probably be, you know, get on some Hennessy or some shit and have a good time fucking around. But like, by myself grinding on that one right now with everything I said, like I said, it's just like, hold up, man. Let me just, if I'm gonna do the looter shooter thing right now, like, at least let me get to at least max out my javelin. You know what I'm saying? I just unlocked my last javelin, and you know. Fly around a little while,
listen to some music, just kind of relax. Yep. But that's where like video games can really help us go, you know, deal with certain things, which I think are kind of always it's the escapism, you know, it's there the escapism. Go. Yeah, I but just
it's to each their own though, man.
You it know? Really is,
and that's another
it's true.
Thing in the community. It's like the overall community is. I think it's a little bit less. Do you think it's a little bit less to each their own? It's like. Even it's starting to bleed into the community where it's like, well, if you like this, then you fucking idiot. And if you don't like this, then like, or am I just tripping? Is that personal? Seriously.
I mean, I haven't seen that here in our community. Like,
that's true.
Yeah. I mean, I've.
What the fuck? You know what?
I've seen that in the video game community for damn sure. Because, you know, toxicity is kind of a normal thing in video games. Yeah. If you're pulling up your phone, I just sent you that advertisement for Nintendo. If you look dead center. She's supposed to be looking at a bird, but she's just staring right into that bird's ass. That's exactly what that is, man. That's exactly what that is. So my virtual reality, I'm wondering if the virtual reality is you're just playing a proctologist for a bird. That's you're a bird proctologist. You're checking out bird butts. That's what you do. Oh man.
You told me no lie.
Huh?
I said you told me no lie.
Yep. Yep. For sure. All right, on to the community segment. On to the community segment. We'll get into this. We got some questions from the community. We reached out to you guys. Todd, we got some on Instagram. Why don't we start with those?
All right, man. So the first question comes from Sidnor _3. I think it's Will. You know what I'm saying? Shout out, man. But yeah, said, what do you hope to see with the new console generation console features, games, etc.? Great question.
Well, excellent question.
I hope to see Google take over everything.
Google's coming for you, PlayStation, Xbox, not Nintendo.
Nah, me personally, I'm really looking for it. I need to look and actually do some fucking research, but I heard about some possible backwards compatibility with the Marais, Sony in particular. And I want to see what's going on with Xbox, too. I want to see them come back with some good exclusives. Keeping costs down, shit like that.
Yeah, what about you, sir? I mean, PlayStation 5, I definitely want some backwards compatibility. I think that would be smart of them to kind of focus more on that, because Xbox seems to be really hitting hard on the streaming side of things and streaming games with their Games Pass, the idea that they're bringing it to Switch and even Android, and then the idea that they're bringing it to, you know, basically every platform they can, and now you can stream your PC games to your Xbox. So, I mean, they're really kind of focused on that, and I think it would be kind of ultimately smart of Sony to kind of... Maybe if they double down on being kind of like this luxury console versus the Xbox, which could almost be a budgetary console, if you will, with the Games Pass, because Xbox ultimately wants people to sign up for the Game Pass. They want people to pay that $10 a month, and if they can keep costs down by making digital editions of their consoles, you know, that's going to open up a lot of market room for them. And Sony, if they kind of focus, I'd almost like to see them focus on being kind of the luxury version of the Xbox, if you will, where it's still, you still have hard disk and you have a, you know, 2, 3, 4 terabyte drive inside of there, especially with the new generation. In the next generation too, I'd like to see day one patches kind of start to disappear a little bit. As technology gets better, as people can upload to servers better and server strengths and security gets better, you know, I'd kind of like to see that happen from developers with this day one patch crap. Because I forget, but the Division 2, it had something like a 90 gigabyte day one patch, in my understanding.
I guess I just downloaded it. It took a long time, but yeah. I was gone. Yeah, I think you did. We did talk about that a bit. But yeah, man. Yeah, that's all good shit.
And I think I'd like to see Nintendo kind of still focus on what they're good at, which is... You know, they've really kind of hit the handheld market in this weird hybrid way, and they've created something that no console has, which is handheld AAA gaming on the go. And, you know, I'd like to see them possibly release another version of the Switch like they did with the 3DS. I'd also like to see their online system upgraded to something like including Super Nintendo games. And instead of just basic Nintendo games that you're getting with their subscription service. And of course, more free games that you get, these kind of nice little surprises every now and then, like Tetris 99. You know, I think that'd be kind of a cool, clever way for things to go. And then Google, who knows what they're going to do, but I trust that they have enough money to do whatever the hell they want to do. So we're about to find out. Maybe they're going to be like the, what was the system back in the day that was like $600 when it first, was that the 3DO? Was it the 3DO that I'm thinking of? Or was it the Jaguar? Which is like,
about the Jaguar, which is actually still a collectible.
Yeah.
Now I think it's still like $600. I saw it, what was it, man? The Con in Arlington, full Classic Game Fest.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I was like, damn, that bitch is still expensive. You know what I'm saying? Which leads into our next question. From Shark Punk, I think this is good old Wesley, says, do you guys collect for any older consoles? No, I don't anymore. I flipped all my shit back in my GameStop days. I would buy shit and sell it. That's another reason why I want backwards compatibility. But I do plan on starting again. Hopefully my life stays as stable as it needs to be.
Yes.
But now I know you, on the other hand, my friend.
Yes. Yeah, I've got all the Nintendo consoles, and I've got all the Sony consoles. What I'm looking for next is, I'm kind of going backwards here, is, and I still have my Sega, my 32-bit Sega Genesis, but I would like to get a Dreamcast, an original Xbox, for sure. I also like weird, like, knockoff consoles or stuff that didn't last very long, like Gamecom. Like, I want to get a Gamecom. I don't have that yet. Like, I do collect, you know, kind of these weird little... I really like and enjoy strange little offshoots that people made back in the day. My ultimate would, like, I want to get the Philips CDI system. Like, I definitely want to find a Philips CDI gaming system, which is, you know, still kind of one of the rarer ones that is out there and try to kind of hard to find. I also collect old technology. I've still got VCR player. I've got a Laserdisc player. I've got record players. Like, I like old tech, man. I like vaporware.
I wasn't going to talk about R. Kelly this week. I said I wasn't.
Oh, no. You're going to do it. You're going to do it.
I just did. That's all. You just said VHS.
Yep, that's true.
Man, because I need to leave it alone. It's like my soap opera, though.
It is.
And I like, yeah.
It's like watching those Trapped in the Closet videos all over again.
Now, you should post your room, fool, and that'll pretty much, you know, sum it up, because you got like, you know, Yoda, all the fly shit, fool.
Yeah.
You know, my shit got lost in the fire.
It was the way you said it. It sounds so sad, so intense. It was so intense.
That was a lie. Yeah, bro, that's dope. That's dope.
That's funny, bro.
That's a good question, man.
That's a good question. We got a question from Jason Bourne. Jason Bourne, he said, what is your most anticipated game for the Nintendo Switch this year? My most anticipated game for the Switch actually comes out in 2 days, and it's the remaster of Turok Dinosaur Hunter. That is legitimately the truth. I love Turok. I can't wait for it to come out. It's going to be $20. Of course, they got Yoshi coming out this year, which is going to be dope. I like that Yoshi's Woolly World. Yoshi's Woolly World. Todd, you got anything coming out for the Switch that you're looking forward to this year?
I'm looking it up now. I forget. It's that robot game, man. Hold on.
Yeah, definitely the Pokemon Sword and Shield. And Link's Awakening. Link's Awakening I'm really looking forward to. I love that original version of that game. So I'm ready for that one. Now, some of these, like on Eurogamer, don't have a confirmed date, like Animal Crossing, which, you know, I'm an Animal Crossing guy, so I'd be excited.
Luigi's Mansion. Did that come out already?
No, not the no. There's talks of Luigi's Mansion 3. They've got it on the 2019 list, but I'm not exactly sure if that's going to be a thing. We'll find out. I would bet not.
Marvel Ultimate Alliance 3, bro.
Yes.
Marvel Ultimate Alliance 3. That one, and I'm trying to look for something specific.
Resident Evil 4 is coming to the Switch in May. Final Fantasy 7 is coming out to the Switch, I believe, this month. Yeah, March 26th. They got a lot coming out, man. They got a lot coming out for the Switch that I'm really looking forward to. Super Meat Boy Forever.
That's dope. I mean, for me, Marvel Ultimate Alliance 3 is gonna be my, like, personal. That'll get me on the Switch again, like beating the game on the Switch.
Yeah.
You know me. You know what I'm saying? Sure, like, I got to have that, especially if the story is like halfway, you know, entertaining. I'm going to be like, yes, it's going to be perfect Switch game, perfect shitter game.
I can't wait for that, too. That one's going to be great. We got a question from Jesse Castro on Facebook. It says, with the collection of NES games out for the Switch, such as Zelda and Mario Bros. 1, 2, and 3, if they ever release Super NES or N64 games, what would you like to see? Personally, I would love to see GoldenEye, Jurassic Park, and Ken Griffey Jr. Ken Griffey Jr. Baseball. Todd, you got anything from that era that you'd like to see come to the Switch? Because I got a
real
few.
Shit, man. Like, I know, and that's the thing. You know, I was more of a Sega kid back in the gap. So, like, actually, Jesse really knocked that shit out the park for me. And then Nathan backed him up with the GoldenEye Online. Even though that
Hell
game,
yeah.
I don't feel has aged well, I think the nostalgia of that all, that would be dope. You know what I'm saying? There's so many fucking games. I mean, I'd be more Super Nintendo. I mean, of course, you go with the obvious ones, like, you know, like the Mario for Super Nintendo, shit like that. Maybe Mario World. But,
yeah, for sure. Super Mario World. Mother 3 is coming to the Switch, which I can't wait for. N64 Turok remastered again coming to the Switch. I can't wait for that game, man. I cannot wait for that game. And then, you know, Quest 64, which was a great little RPG back in the day. Really enjoyed the shit out of that. And even Golden Axe. I would love to see Golden Axe come to the Switch. I love Golden Axe. You know what,
man? I love Golden Axe, bro. And I'll play it at like, the barcade places. You know what I'm saying?
For sure.
But for whatever reason, it's one of them games, as much as I love it, like, if it came out on the Switch, I probably wouldn't fuck with it that much. But, like, I know you got plenty of shit on the Switch you fuck with.
Yeah, man. I mean, I play my Switch probably. Yeah, it's every day. It's every day. Even like Banjo-Kazooie, even though they released it with that rare replay, I would definitely... Wave Race 64, 1080, and Star Wars Rogue Squadron. Those would be big ones for me. Those would be big ones for me.
That's what she said.
Speaking about buying old tech, I ended up buying Star Wars Rogue Squadron, the PC 3D version from Half Price Books a long time ago, just so I could have the box, because I knew it wouldn't actually run. I knew there was no way to get that sucker to run on my PC, but I still did it because I wanted it, man. I wanted that box. Next question. What game, no matter how old it is, and this comes from Brian Phelan, what game, no matter how old it is, do you go back to? I have a few. Half-Life 2, Legacy of Kain series, and World of Warcraft. Todd, what game do you always go back to or can go back to, no matter how old it gets?
I'm going to cheat with this one because it kind of comes, like, it's not like, well, I mean, I can always play 2K. So whatever new 2K is out, like, I could always go to that. But you know me, man, Age of Empires. That's always for something sure. Like it, no matter how old and cheesy that game is, I can go back to that. Sonic. Especially now, like Sonic Mania has kind of probably replaced like some original Sonics for me, but that's a game. That's another game I need to probably go back and fuck with on the Switch. That's a good one. This is a really great question. And like GTA.
It really is.
Like GTA 5 or some shit like that. Like that's one I could probably just at any point go back to. Like, there's a couple of GTAs I could just go back to. I actually got a few of those, man. That's another thing. I don't have like a classic collection, but I started looking at my digital collection and I was like, as much as I don't like the idea of everything going digital, I was like, damn, my digital collection is kind of growing. Like, I got a few games I could go back to. I almost was tempted to go back to the shitty game Mass Effect Andromeda just to, you know, fuck with it. Just because I missed that series so much. But yeah, that's a good question, man. That's just a few for me. Legacy of Kain is dope, though.
Oh, yeah.
For me as well. Oh, like, for sure. That series is fun. I just hope they do something new with it. But what about you, fool?
Oh, man. Anything from Baldur's Gate, the original, to Baldur's Gate Dark Alliance, to Neverwinter Nights, to almost anything on the PS2. I mean, I really go back and play the PS2 quite a bit. But I enjoy those games. I actually bought that CRT TV just so I could play in its original format. Persona 4, going back to that one. Legacy of Kain, you brought that up. Soul Reaver is probably one of my go-to games. Ultima Online, Knights of the Old Republic, I definitely go back to, especially that. Like, I've bought that thing on mobile, on PC. Like, anytime I can buy Knights of the Old Republic, I always end up buying it. There's a ton of them, man. Mario, of course. I always go back to Mario. That's one I play when I just want some downtime. And one that I think doesn't get enough credit, but Zombies Ate My Neighbors, which is such a fun Super Nintendo top-down. It's such a good, enjoyable experience. The original, the Batman game for NES, I played that one quite a bit. Adventure Islands. And of course, I would be remiss if I did not mention Night Trap. Everybody knows me. Night Trap. That's the shit. That's the shit. But yeah, man, I go back to those. Warcraft, you want to talk about that? Now, World of Warcraft, I never got into so much, but Warcraft 2 and 3 are just great games. And of course, Diablo 2. You know, I do go back a lot. I play a lot of Mega Man games too. So it's just kind of my thing, man. I'm an old school gamer, and you know, there's a lot that I go back to quite on a pretty consistent basis. David Saceda says, so every online game community has a certain type of online community. What's been your favorite worst communities to have been a part of? Todd?
Hold on. I'm going to need you to lead with that one. Because that's a good one. I like that one.
That is a good question. So my favorite community that I think I was ever part of actually became one of the worst communities to be a part of too, and that was Overwatch. Overwatch started out as, you know, it was a really fun play the objective. Everybody would enjoy the experience and just, you know, kind of just sit down and play. But man, it's those online shooter communities that have a tendency to go sour real quick. And that's what happens is, you know, you get a lot of people and you get a lot, the further you go on and the more elitist players get, you know, you start to hear this shit talk quite a bit. That being said, it's, you know, between that, Counter-Strike, the original Counter-Strike, that had a great online community surrounding it. Again, it became toxic as well. You know, I don't know of a community that has not turned toxic. Even Apex Legends is starting to get very toxic very quickly. You know, it's just when you get players together and you get people who, you know, you get new players who get online and they don't really know what they're doing, it frustrates the people who kind of, you know, quote unquote, think they've mastered the game. But I think probably the worst community I've ever witnessed was Call of Duty. Like, Call of Duty seemed to be really, really a terrible world. But you can get into you can get into MMOs, and certain MMOs still have really great communities. Ultima Online does. I believe Guild Wars 2 still has a pretty decent, you know, friendly community to new players. And that's, you know, kind of a PSA I'd like to put out is if you're part of a community and you see somebody who's new, welcome them in and try to teach them instead of, you know, trying to play a gatekeeper. Because that just turns people off, and then when you start turning people off of the game, you don't get as many updates, and suddenly the game disappears and the servers shut down.
Yeah, see, that's what I'm saying. That's like one of the commandments of Buddhism. Don't turn people off, and you got to try to turn them on. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah. So what you're trying to get down to. You know what I'm saying? What you're trying to do. You know what I'm talking about? So, yeah, that's what's up.
Hell yeah.
Now, I mean, shit, you pretty much hit it. Like, the only, because like, isn't it kind of like a gift and a curse? Some of the greatest communities turn sour. It's like, you know, either you die a hero or you live long enough to become the villain, if you will. But, yeah, man, like, it's kind of strangely same kind of thing. Like, one of my favorite communities was actually kind of a closed off community. It was my online franchise community on Madden. Crown Holders, such a bitch ass of those 30 some odd men, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That kept that shit running is like a great time. But actually getting online and dealing with the cheesing and stuff like that between any kind of sports game, that can get real toxic and crazy. That's where I've done the most yelling. I had a lot of fun back in the day with the online community with Halo, even though that was kind of toxic. Maybe I was on the toxic side of everything. it was more so like those 4-man teams that you could gather together was a lot of fun. And I just remember that being a lot of fun. But I mean, you hit the nail on the head. I think one of the worst ones for me was probably Call of Duty. Like, just consistently, yeah. After a while, it was a strange fucking place to be. And I think that's what soured it to me to a point. You know what I mean? I was like, okay, come on, bro. I mean, 2K can get there too, and because there's some weird shit going on with that. But I mean, that's pretty much like the first ones that come to mind, bro. That's a definitely good question. It's important, but that's also what I think about, and that's what I'm saying. It's certain communities, certain personality types are going to gravitate to for the type of product that's being presented, like the type of options. Another bad one for me was fucking The Division and The Dark Zones were just horrible when it first came out because it was so broken and it was just a lot of bullshit going on. So that was one that definitely was just like not a healthy community that I thought.
Yeah, you know, for sure.
It seems like they've done a better job with it this time, but I haven't messed with it enough to really know, you know, to discuss it in depth. But yeah.
Next question comes from Anthony Smallbeck. He says, what's your go-to beverage to have on deck or be drinking during a gaming session? I'm real vanilla here, man. I just drink Diet Coke. That's kind of Diet Coke or iced tea. That's kind of, I don't really drink anything else. I don't drink alcohol. I drink energy drinks occasionally.
Lame.
I know. Lame. I'm lame, man. I'm lame. It really is.
You cool. No, that's, I mean, shit, we about to, I mean, man, I drink whatever the fuck. It depends on when I'm playing. I might have some good old, you know what I'm saying, some kind of cognac in motherfucking soda or some shit in the night at a certain time if I'm playing a certain thing. Maybe that's why I could deal with Anthem, because I might be drinking some wine. If I'm like in a competitive tournament like I was with 2K, then honestly, my go-to now is all bullshit aside is sneak.
Yeah.
Like, yep. Straight the fuck up. Like, that's like, I don't even have to say that anymore. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, like water.
Yeah.
You gotta drink, you know what I'm saying? You die of tea, stuff like that. But yeah, that's pretty much it, bro.
Sometimes coffee. Like,
oh yeah, you know, like, yeah, I need some more coffee right now.
Yeah, but it's like the older I get, the more plain my life becomes. Next question comes from Big Willie, who also had a comment regarding our last episode. He said we talked about black superheroes, but he was sad that we didn't talk about Undercover Brother. Sorry,
as
Big Willie.
Should be. And what he said, the ladies' man with the fish sandwiches.
Yes, yes. Both superheroes, in my opinion.
Yes, absolutely. Did you want to save his question for last, fool?
Yeah, we'll come back to Willie's question. We'll come back to your question, Willie.
Well, let me do this one. Jesse Cortez, Castro, excuse me, I'm going to say Cortez. Jesse Castro asked, what's the meaning of life?
It's a good question, Jesse.
That's I actually fucked it up, Jesse. I'm glad that we're talking about this on the show, because I actually put on there 4, but according to the Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, it's actually the number 42.
Yes.
And that's what I'm going for. So there you go. Number 42 is the meaning of life.
There's actually, there actually is some background to that number 42, if you want to know it. So 42 is the answer to the ultimate life of everything in the universe. It's the number from which all meaning could be derived. It's given by a supercomputer through the Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, and it actually translates to binary code. So when you actually start breaking that down and start breaking down the number 42 in binary code, there's a great Wikipedia article on that, which is basically... It essentially breaks down to life is what you make it. Like, that's kind of what he was saying with the number 42 is life is what you make it. That's the meaning of life. So I thought that was kind of an interesting little trivia piece. But yes, 42, I was going to answer that as well. okay, Moon Yaz says, I play a lot of games and I try my hardest to get all the trophies. My question is to you guys is, do you go for the platinum?
Great question. No.
No.
Me
no. Neither.
I respect the shit out of platinum people that do.
Me too.
Like,
me too.
Like, I really, really do. Like, my girl, that's a completionist platinum grabber. You know what I'm talking about? I don't know, man. But you know what? This question kind of inspired me. Maybe I do need to get a platinum or something. But I respect them. Yeah. Like, I respect the platinum getters, bro. But like, nah, man, I got a good chunk of trophies.
Yeah.
No platinum. Like, zero platinums. I think we need to get our lives together if we're going to have a video game show with no platinums.
For sure, man. My thing is time. My thing is time, man. Like, I'm a story guy. I'm always one of those dudes who just like, I want the story. I kind of skip over the rest. And, you know, do I miss out on some stuff? Yeah, I miss out on some stuff. But I go look it up later. But it's also time, like, for me. It's like, how much time am I willing to put into this? Am I going to put 100 hours into the new Spider-Man game? No. Do I respect people who do? Absolutely. I think that's a fantastic, like, if that's what you, that's like, yeah. In my opinion, is if you like to play games like that, then that's you. Like, that's awesome. Like, do you, man. Like, that's cool for me. Next question comes from Jake Paul. He says, what game or game universe would you like to see adapted to the big screen? I think a movie or Netflix series set in Wasteland from the Fallout series would be cool to see. We got a lot, man. I got a lot I'd like to see.
Yeah. Oh, man. This is a great question.
Metro, I think, would make a great universe. Like, it'd be a very depressing set of movies, but they would be fun to a degree, kind of scary. Resident Evil, I'd like to see a reboot, which they're working on with Netflix. I think that would be great. Especially because that series of movies was just not very good. Did not really enjoy those movies whatsoever. I'd like to see another Final Fantasy movie. Because Advent Children was really kind of an amazing digital experience. This anime version of it, I thought was really cool. Persona would be very strange to see. Star Fox, maybe. I'd like to see, I think the craziest movie possible for me would be Rayman. Anything set in the Rayman universe would just be insanity. And I would love it.
Like, I want them not to do Sonic the way they're doing them.
No.
But he said movies before. Mine, I don't know. I think they're already working on one that I want. Are they still working on The Witcher with Superman?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's like one that's dope.
They're also doing a Monster Hunter movie. So we'll see how that goes. Dope. Yeah, but
I actually wouldn't mind seeing like a proper God of War movie.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe even like a series, but that would be hard to do. I don't know, man. That's a good question.
That is.
I know
they came out with a trash.
I mean, it was a trash movie, but Assassin's Creed. You know, I'm just a fan. Like, video game movies are hard to do, man. That goes kind of leads to the question, like, can they do a good game and create a good universe and like keep it consistent? Because video game movies and shows seem like they're just difficult to get done right. Did you see the Doom Annihilation?
Yes. Yes. Oh, Lord. Here we go again. You know what my favorite part about the first Doom movie with The Rock was? It was the dumbest part of the movie where he goes, "That's a big fucking gun." And I was like, "Yeah, it's called a BFG, you jackass. For a reason." Oh, yep. Man.
Shit.
Next question comes from old Rotlio. Says, "Do you hate our Discord server?" No, I just don't have time, Rotlio. I don't have time. You don't understand.
Man, leave it to Rotlio to keep it too fucking real.
Oh, man.
Oh, no. We don't hate the Discord, Rotlio. We fucks with you. Yes. Just get more active on Facebook. That's all, bro.
It's Facebook, and I just haven't had a lot of time to get the Discord. I just don't. And I got a new phone, and I didn't install the app. And then last but not least, Big Willie, all the way from Tennessee. Have you ever received head while playing a game? Oh, Lord, only you would ask that question, Willie. I know this.
Absolutely, man. Absolutely. I used to drink Hen and smoke big blunts and get topped off. Thankfully. You know what I'm saying? I was a young man. That's the best time to do it. Shit, sometimes I appreciate that shit, too. It was very relaxing. It was very cool. You know what I'm saying?
And Brown responded to him and said, "They might have, but you sure haven't, Willie."
You know, man, don't hate on Willie.
Oh, that's funny.
You know what I'm talking about? That nah, bro. That fucking, you know, shout out to that motherfucker. Speaking of the Discord, he'd hold it down in there. He holds it down on Facebook, man. And everybody that sent a question is definitely fucking appreciated. You know what I'm saying?
For
specifically.
Sure.
You know, the tribe is real, man. You already know what time it is. Rocking with us in the ups and downs, smiles and frowns. You know what I'm talking about? It's going
yes,
down.
Yes, sir. But, yes, sir.
Yeah, man.
Well, that's been this week's edition. Skip the Tutorial, number one video game podcast in DC. Remember to reach out to us at facebook.com/skipthetutorialpod. You can join our group. It's the STT Pod Group on it's Skip the Tutorial Tribe is the name if you search it out. Twitter at STT_pod, Instagram.com/skipthetutorialpodcast. And of course, email us if you agree or disagree with our opinions at skipthetutorialpodcast@gmail.com. Again, that's skipthetutorialpodcast@gmail.com. That's been this week. And as we always do before we leave you to tackle the week, stay humble.
Humble by the power of Grayskull.
By the power of Grayskull, I'm pregnant, yeah!